China. China.
I did not hit her. I did not.
Oh, hi, Mike. Hello there. How's everyone doing? Welcome to the fucking show. How we doing, ladies and gentlemen? It is... Let me just fucking check what it is. It's the 14th of March. 14th of March, 2023. It's dropped below 20 degrees, guys. Or it's 20 degrees. It's something like fucking 20 degrees. How are you doing? We're still here in Southern Australia. Welcome to the radio show. Okay, so what's going on? I don't know. You know what? I tried it. I decided I'd go and fucking socialize. And I went out and I socialized yesterday. And, I'm not good at it. I was like, alright, okay. Alright, you're over here in the other side of the world and there's a barbecue full of what do you call your colleagues? Your, I wouldn't say fucking friends, but people, comedians. So I was like, I'll go to the barbecue, right, and I'll try and be social. Because I've fucking, since Richie's gone, I've barely talked to anyone besides my fucking missus. Socially retarded, I think, is the word. It's wrong. It's wrong to say that word. But, so I went, you know what, and I had a good plan. It was 30 degrees. I was like, I whipped off my shirt. I said, I walk 4.5 kilometers to the barbecue in a mansion in the south of the city. And what I did, I walked there. On the way, I stopped off. I got a 10-pack of beers. I was like, you know what? This is how you make friends. You fucking offer out beers. And I walked there, shirtless, through the burning heat, like a Jew walking through the desert in the Old Testament. You know? And I got there pretty late, and I was pretty tired. And no one was really fucking drinking, was the problem. I was offering people beers. You want a beer? And they're all like, oh no, we've partied out, you know. We've all been partying. And I was like, fuck. I should have went out partying. But I didn't because I'm an awkward fuck. So, I tried to make conversation with a few people, you know. I did small talk. But then every time I ran, it was something to say. I was like, I'll just get another beer. I fucking nearly drank all the beers. No one wanted one, so I just... This is some fucking weirdo drinking alone. And they were mid-strength. I was drinking girls' beers alone. But I was getting fucked up because I've been running a lot. You know, I've been walking a lot. I'm slight. I've got the body of a woman right now. If I was to wear a dress, I would probably make videos of myself and masturbate to them. That's how feminine I'm looking right now. Give me an air horn. Hot stuff. Anyway, it was good crack. Food was good, but I was going for human connection, and I just got kind of fucking drunk. I headed back into the city with some of the other comedians, and they're all going to shows. I didn't have a show. That's kind of cringe, isn't it? Everyone has a show besides me. I don't have a fucking show. My show's not till Saturday and Sunday. I have a few spots tomorrow. Anyway, and then I got back to the city, and I was like, they're like, are you going to come to the show? And I was like, no, I think I'm going to go to the park and drink this last fucking beer in my bag alone and look at the fucking birds. And by birds, I mean actual fucking flying birds, not young children, girls or females. I'm not a wrong in. So I went to the park and I looked at some parakeets and shit, drank a beer, smoked some cigarettes, came home. So I don't know what to tell. You know what? I made the effort. Oh my God. Anyone thinking that was an effort? Look, it was an effort, right? Very little effort, but you know what? It's you have to make connections. You know what I mean? In this game of life, you got to make fucking connections. Anyway, it wasn't a success, but it wasn't a complete failure. But I got sick when I came home. I got pretty hungover. I had a headache and I vomited everywhere. So if you drink 9 3.5% beers, 9 by 3, 9 by, that's like 27% of this. Look, it was a ton of beers anyway, mate. Anyway, how's everyone doing? Are you good? Thank you for joining me in this the daily podcast, the news, gossip, weather, traffic, whatever the fuck you want. We'll start rumors. We'll end rumors. We'll threaten people with my fucking 16-inch serrated hunting knife. Do you know what I'm saying? Fuck yeah, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, I was thinking about this, right? I think people get into stand-up because, like, really, if everyone's honest, they want to be... They've seen it on TV growing up. Like, they've turned on, like, Mock the Week or Just for Laughs. And they've seen that and they're like, whoa, that looks like an easy way to get famous without really having a talent. You know, I'm just funny. Maybe I'll learn how to write a joke. Which, to do hack jokes is easy. To do good jokes is hard. I'll give you that. But, so, like... Everyone just wants to get, like, you want to get paid as much money for as little work as possible. It's like, you know, the Western philosophy. That's the Western psyche. And that's, and then, you know, like, comedy might be a, you know, an actual route to that. And you start doing it and it's like really hard work. And you're like, I've been sold. I've been sold a lie. So I'm like, you know, at least in Hollywood, there's shortcuts. You know what I mean? You could just like let your ass get fucked by Harvey Weinstein or whatever. And then, oh, you're like, you know, you get the main role in a movie. And then you get your... That's like having a wet penis all day, every day. All the money, all the fame. And then you get to get addicted to opioids and then fucking, I don't know, drowned in a hot tub. It's perfect. That's what I would have done. If I could do it again, I would have become a whore. Addicted to drugs. Dead in a hot tub. I could be dead in a hot tub already and I'd be over this. I feel like I'm so far behind, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm so far behind. Anyway, we're into the last weekend, ladies and gentlemen. It's Thursday. I've got nothing tonight, but I'm going to go in anyway, just for a walk. That's fucking tragic, isn't it? Well, you know what? When something's tragic, what do we need? A fucking air horn. Picks my spirits up straight away, let me tell you. Let me tell you. When's the last time I talked to you? Was it 2 days ago? I watched a show on Netflix called, I think it was called The Longest Breath. By Christ, was it depressing? Let me tell you. It was about free diving. Have you guys heard of free diving? It's when you dive freely without any, without the shackles of oxygen. I'm free diving. What's that mean? Oh yeah, I'm not like, you know, restricted by air. So they dive as low as they can from, like, they go to the ocean and they dive straight down and there's like a thing at the bottom and they get a clip, like, or a key to prove that they were down 100 meters or whatever, and then they get back up. But what happens is they die. A lot of them just die. And it's an extreme sport. It's definitely cooler than stand-up, by the way, because you can die on stage in stand-up, but just you can just die in the water doing this. And for what? To say you were the guy that went the deepest without the air tank, on your Jack Jones. Anyway, there was the guy in it was an Irish guy and it was an Italian lady and they kind of fell in love or some shit, and they were both free divers. I feel like they met each other just before he died, and it was kind of both their fault. Obviously, it's both their fault as they're doing something retarded, but it's not. Yeah. Anyway, it was emotional. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm sounding like a cunt, but I was moved for a minute, and then I forgot about it until right now, and that was 2 days ago. So maybe I wasn't moved at all. Maybe I'm looking for attention. Maybe I should go free diving with a fucking rock around my neck. That's a joke. That's a fucking joke. That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I'm getting a car next week, so we're driving. Driving through the countryside. Driving towards the mountains is what I've decided. I want to go and see the Grampians. I want to go hike a trail, get some fresh air. If I see a kangaroo, I'm gonna try and fight it. I'm gonna like use my amateur boxing from 15 years ago to see if I can spar it. Get it on video, go viral, make a ton of money, give up stand up. Or do stand up for fun instead of doing it for fucking no money and not fun in these festivals. Now we're having a good time. We're having a good time. Anyway, folks, that's about it for me. I better go. It's always, always, always a pleasure. Peace out. Stay safe.